Timeline techniques. Everyone has their own way of organizing their memory. For most people, this will take some form of line or system in which we can file our memories and know what happened last week and what happened last year, what happened 10 years ago, and perhaps help us imagine 1 week from now or a year from now or 10 years from now. We have our way of organizing our memories, and we seem to store them, and it's generally stored in a line, you know, a sequence. When we think about brushing our teeth yesterday, brushing our teeth last week, brushing our teeth 1 year ago, brushing our teeth 5 years ago, brushing our teeth 10 years ago. You see, these memories seem to come from a line. And perhaps that line may come from a particular direction. Maybe it's behind you, maybe it's to the left, maybe it's to the right, or at a, some kind of weird angle. And occasionally, lines are different, and that's perfectly okay. So we have this line with the furthest memories, 10, 20, 30 years back, being further away. Often in the opposite direction, we have a line for our future where we could imagine brushing our teeth tomorrow, brushing our teeth next week. And if you think about brushing your teeth in a year or 2 years from now and create that picture, or create that picture of you brushing your teeth 10 years from now, you'll see that there is a line going out to the future as well. Okay, so we all have this concept of time, and these timelines can be in different directions. We have a concept we call through time, which is when the timeline passes from left to right, or right to left. We call that through time, and that timeline is generally just in front of our nose, just a little bit in front of us. And people that process time like this, we call it through time, and they're often kind of like organized, good at organizing things, and they have things like with a bit more structure, even with the present moment. Maybe they're not fully present because this through time line is often just in front of them. And then we have the in time. In time, the line is kind of going directly behind us somewhere and out to front, and the line goes through us. In time tends to be like when people are more present in the moment. These people might be a bit more late because they're constantly in time, perhaps a bit more disorganized with time because they're really in time. So through time, in time, and then we have all the variations in between. Now, when I first learned this, I went and kind of categorized people. I put them into boxes. I put them into three boxes: through time, in time, and something else. And we don't really want to put people in boxes. But I was an amateur. And anyway, amateurs can use boxes if it helps them grasp the concept. So perhaps you could grasp those concepts and see if you can put some people into boxes. But then don't forget, don't let the boxes limit you. Throw away the boxes. What's more important is that we can elicit their concept of time. So I'd like for you to just relax for a moment, really relax. And now just relax a little bit more. Just take a couple of deep breaths. And I'd like for you to consider brushing your teeth last week. Brushing your teeth a year ago. Brushing your teeth 10 years ago. And I'd like for you to really relax and just kind of get a bit of a feel for what direction that is and point to it. Get a bit of a feel for which direction that memory seems to come from. Now, that memory, the direction it comes from, is actually a submodality, isn't it? The submodality of location, where that memory seems to come from. And also, perhaps you might like to notice the distance and how far 1 year or 10 years may feel away from you. Now let's repeat. I'd like for you to imagine yourself brushing your teeth tomorrow, next week, next year, and get a picture of yourself, create a picture of yourself brushing your teeth in 10 years from now, and notice where that picture would be. as you point to the future and then point to the past, make a note of where your line is. We've now established where the timeline is, and I generally like to talk to my clients like this and allow them to notice the timeline. Now, not everyone perceives it as a straight line. Often it's bent. You know, mine goes off slightly back left. Someone else might go out to different directions, and some seem to curve around. I had a wonderful client. He had like a boomerang in front of him, kind of like at 45-degree angles. I've had another person which have had curved. I had one which had their past was like a stack of papers. And there were some very interesting things that happened with those timelines. Far more advanced than here, but in future and in the master's training, we do advanced work with the timeline, and we might make changes to the timeline, perhaps the direction, which is not advisable at this level. However, it's fair enough for you to be aware of it. And I'd also like for you to be aware of the colors of the timeline. Is there any color to it? Next, we're going to start to use our timeline. And as you use a timeline, take note of the direction, the distance, the colors, and relax.